Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth, the shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second, the first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting third, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kakos moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it and throws to second for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Kell moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman bunts towards the mound. Drews fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Lepon moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Lepon scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kakas moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Kakas moves to third. Graham moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kakas scores. Graham moves to third. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Evers reaches second base with a double. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Starr now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Groth takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Groth moves to second. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 0 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kakas hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kakas throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Campbell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Lawler and he is out, pretty applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Luke Retlow now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kretlow spins and fires to second, with Lapon covering, and Dillinger is picked off. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Retlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retlow strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Spence picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spence. Callaway moves to second. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Graham hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0 for 1 in the game. Starr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Groth reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Lou Kretlow. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell bunts towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.